Today, I feel very honored to come and be among you and talk with you. I am a CC2A Wahpeto, assistant Wahpeto from that band in Dakota. And we used to be here a long time ago, many of us. Tonight, as I sat here and I listened to the beautiful music and I watched all of you mingle and talk, and happy to see each other, shaking hands, hugging each other, gave me a good feeling. Yet, in a way, it made me kind of sad because I think about our Dakota people prior to the city here being built, anyone here. We were here, word. Many things happened to us. We were traumatized, genocide was put upon us. But we came through all that. Today we're in the 21st century. We speak the same language as you. We have lawyers, doctors. We have many great artists. And we also have an open heart. And the water that we see out here, this is the way they told me that that water is very sacred to our people. We always lived along the river. We use it in many ways. And if you look at the human being, they need that water to sustain life. Today we're having problems to the south of us, down in the Gulf. Water contaminated, animals suffering. We Dakota believe in our brother animals, we call them. We respect them. We treat them good. And today, when we see that happening, you know, it makes us, you know, look at things in a different way, like what can be done, what can we do as people, how can we treat our fellow man, our history, and the presence of today. I sat here and I did a little reminiscing. I could feel my people here, the Dakota people, the island that we have here, considered a birth island. Also where it was very many sacred ceremonies were held. And it's a pure kind of feeling that you get. If you can take yourself and not look at anything of any race or any color, but put your heart and think about what that water does to you. How does it make you feel? Where do you get your energy? How can I be a better person to my fellow man? So the presence of our people here, you know, through us, we want to be able to help others, teach you about ourselves, that we're beautiful people, forever changing, forever loving all that is in this world, to be respectful, not only to your fellow man, but to the Mother Earth. So I want to thank you this time for giving me an opportunity to speak. And